possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Owning the Mets is such a treat. Now it's four straight this season, and hopefully they can make it five tonight. The record over the last couple of years is fantastic. I mean, they're just like 15 games over 500 over the Mets over the last handful of years. Spencer Schwellenbach goes out there last night and does what he's done literally every time he's pitched against the Mets in his career. He's gone seven innings and given you an opportunity to win. And Ronald Acuña continues to be the best player on the planet with another home run, two hits, and was enough. Now, you know, they got out to an early start. It's 3-0 in the third inning. And then they did what they do sometimes, which is, all right, that's it for the offense. Hopefully we can hang on for dear life, and for dear life they did. But they get the win 3-2. Obviously, we'll talk about Dylan Lee coming in and doing what he did at the end of the game in pretty impressive fashion. But
right.
Great way to start the series on the road against the Mets.
It's funny you mentioned the offense kind of shutting down, and in my brain I'm counting outs, and I'm like, is Acuña gonna get another at bat?
Right.
Because that's like the only hope I have for finding a run is like, I don't know, maybe Acuña comes up and they throw him a strike again and he cranks one.
Well, that's really what it is, though, right? Because
kind of.
You get to, and, you know, unfortunately, with the way the lineup was last night, like, you get to the fifth spot where Ozzie Albies is, and the confidence just isn't there. Ozzie came up with a couple different opportunities to drive in runs last night, and he just can't do it.
And he's got no backup behind him with Murphy, who I know Murphy got a sack fly in there, but Harris, a sack fly. But, I mean, this is what I was – and I was tweeting during the game. I don't always, but sometimes I was, you know, whatever. And the runners left on base, this hitting or lack thereof with runners in scoring position, and it's just one of those things, especially because of how the game played out. When you had to go to your bullpen and you're sitting there, and to be honest, Schwellenbach threw an extra inning from what I thought he was going to.
Probably.
That's part of it, too.
Again, it happens almost every
night. Has to now.
With the best pitchers. They let them go one extra inning because they have to.
But it gets to 3-2, and you're sitting there like, you guys could have put this game away. Mm-hmm. You had multiple times guys on second and third, one out, or bases loaded, whatever, and it could have been a 7 or 8-run affair offensively, and it's 3, and now we're sweating a bullpen, and you know what happened in the eighth inning, and Dylan Lee had to come play hero. Games don't have to be this way.
No,
like they don't have to be this tight.
We don't have to live like this.
You're starting it out, and then you just can't finish the drill.
Yeah, and we know what the problem is. But
of course,
when part of your lineup is just so ineffective, and again, it starts with Ozzie batting fifth. Like that's the fifth spot in your lineup is supposed to be a guy who you can rely on at the very least to get a runner in from third base with less than two outs if he has multiple opportunities in a game once. You think he could do it once, and he didn't do it. And the other thing about
the infield fly when all you need is one a little bit deeper.
The frustrating thing about him and Harris specifically right now, because I don't put Nick Allen and Eli White and guys like that in the same category because I just don't have expectations for them. But when we talk about Harris and Albies and the way that they're performing right now is you almost know what's going to happen. Like Ozzie's going to like pop some weak contact to shallow like center field.
The shortstop will back up a little bit.
And then Harris is probably going to strike out on something breaking low in the zone. And that's just kind of what it is right now. They know it. We know it. They go up there kind of knowing it. And I mean, I'll give Harris like a little bit of credit for at least trying to be aggressive early in counts and maybe try to jump on a first pitch fastball if somebody's going to throw him one. Because once they get ahead of him in the count and they just start throwing and breaking stuff low, he doesn't have a chance.
Going fishing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chance.
Going fishing.
And again, like this is how bad it's gotten with him right now is like I was a little bit encouraged that he fouled a few of them off in that final at bat last night, or maybe it was the second to last at bat last night where I think it was
taking the little victories.
A 7 or 8 pitch at bat. And I was like, all right, like he's battling, you know, like, and I understand that they're trying. No one's going out there trying to struggle the way that they are. But it's like, man, he just even fouling a couple pitches off and getting into the 7th, 8th, 9th pitch of the at bat felt like a win. Ultimately, it was a strikeout on a breaking ball low in the zone. Like it was what it was almost every single time. And I don't know what you do. I mean, you know, there's been chatter about giving him a couple days off or whatever. I don't know how that fixes it. We had a conversation a couple weeks ago, me and Randy, about those guys having almost the same batting average, and it was right around like 240 at the time. Now they're all right around 225. Ozzie's at 225, Sean Murphy 222, Michael Harris 221, Nick Allen 223. Like and it's worse than that when you include the on base numbers because they're just not drawing walks either. They're not getting on base. Half your lineup is doing that.
Yeah,
that's why they're living like this, and. Like, I don't know how you fix it. I know Profar's coming back. Sounds like he's doing pretty good in the minors in his first couple games. You know, back of the baseball card, we keep saying it, but it's a lot of games right now, and these guys look the exact same.
Well, it is also, at some point, what is the anomaly? What's the, you know, the rule versus the coincidence or whatever? The other thing for me, and I was talking with a Mets fan yesterday just on Twitter, an old friend of mine, and in that third inning where should have been a lot more damage against Paul Blatt. Like, Mets fans were ready to be like, we don't have anyone in AAA better than Paul Blackburn.
They had Paul Blackburn on the ropes. And they got him out of the game early, but still, he only gave up 3 runs.
But in that third inning where you only got 2 runs and it were sack flies, and it was just, the mindset for me was just like, man, that's all we can muster was the Acuna shot and a sack fly. And they want to send this guy down. And we're tweeting, I'm like, hey, man, I know you guys feel like it should be a bigger hole. There's a million Braves fans in Atlanta that are like, kind of knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Bases loaded. We're going to get one run out of it.
That's the frustrating part of it is once you get past Riley, it's just like you pray somebody soft contacts one and it falls and maybe you can score some runs off of it. So look, that is what it is. And it's been like that all season. I don't, you know, again, Profar is coming. Maybe they'll do something at the trade deadline. Maybe those guys will get it together. But that's just the world we live in right now. That's why Acuna being back and doing what he's doing is so valuable.
He is on. I tweeted this out, and we talked about Aaron Judge, and now Judge had just come off like a 1-for-19 run as well. But before the 1-for-19 run that brought Judge's average into the 360s, like Judge was doing what Acuna has been doing now for 50 games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like it's not really a sample size thing. And he'll probably go through some struggles, and the average isn't going to stay at 395 the whole season. I think we understand that. But like we're way beyond Acuna playing 11 games, and it's a sample. Like, the sample size is gone. This is just kind of what he's doing now, and it's one of the best runs that I've seen. And I don't think any individual run is going to compare to what Bonds did when he was really fired up. But, like, going back through my memory, I think there were streaks of games where you'd see Pujols hit, like, 518 over the span of 30 games with 15 bombs, and you can think back stuff like that. Cal Raleigh is on one right now. He's on a wicked heater.
Yeah, that was cool because the Braves game ended whenever it did, 9:30 or whatever, and the Mariners Twins were on FS1. Flipped over just in time to see Cal Raleigh hit another one. He's got 32 home runs at this point in the season, which is insane. Like, he's already set the catcher record for home runs before the All-Star break. There's probably a lot of people that don't even know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
He's the Mariners switch hitting catcher. His nickname's Big Dumper. Mm-hmm. And it's not for any creative, it's because he has a large ass. And one of his teammates.
Just the baseball pants.
And his teammate thought that'd be a funny name to call him because his ass is big. So let's call him Big Dumper. And now people in Seattle just have jerseys that say Big Dumper on the back of them, which is great. By the way, he's from Cullowhee, North Carolina, which is just right not too
part
far
of
from here.
Country.
Like, yeah, like 3 hours from
here. But back to Acuna, like, we're nearing up on 30 games now, like a 30-game stretch where he's, again, like in that discussion, if not leading that discussion for best player in baseball right now. I don't know where the Braves would be without, and gosh forbid someone's ever on base before he takes one deep.
I know.
They're all solo home runs.
That's the thing, is because all of the guys that bat in front of him
they can't get on
are playing terrible right now. Like, you've the three guys, that, and I was doing the math too. It's like, all right, somebody got on base. Oh, thank God, Sean Murphy's on. Or even Nick Allen got on base one time, and then Acuna got to come up and he struck out. But it was like, if you could just turn the lineup over. That was what was so frustrating about that Michael Harris double play in the ninth inning the other night on Sunday. Was like, all you have to do is try to get Ronald Acuna at bat. That's all you have to do. That's your job. Don't, like, let's set the bar low. We're not asking you to get on base. Just don't make two outs with one swing so we can get Ronald Acuna to the plate and have a chance to win this baseball game. And they can't even do that. Now, the other, beyond what Acuna did last night, the other really impressive moment was Dylan Lee coming into a very tough situation after Iglesias gets the first two outs.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then allows two runners on. It's first and third, right? And then Soto comes up, and they bring Dylan Lee in. And I mean, that was about as impressive of a... Of a stare down, of a matchup, of a one-on-one kind of matchup that you're going to get in a baseball game, certainly in June, that I've seen in a while, because Soto's locked in right now, in case people haven't been paying attention. Like, I know he had the part early in the year where he was struggling a little bit, and then they're talking about him not hustling and all that. He's batting like .380 over the last month, so he's fine. And then he also parked one to left center earlier in the game.
Sure did.
I wasn't very confident in that moment. But Dylan Lee did great, struck him out and went out in the ninth and did his job too.
I was a little more confident after they made the pitching change.
And yes.
You'll deal with the ninth when you deal with the ninth.
I was very thankful they didn't let Iglesias pitch to Soto. That would have been very bad.
Did you see the closer stat? in the postgame?
Yes,
that was
did.
What I was talking about.
Yes, I did.
This team hadn't had a save in 31 games?
That's right.
Is that possible?
Yes, sir.
How
yes.
is that possible?
They lose all the one-run games. All the games they win, they
are
win by
7-1.
More than three.
Yeah. It's just
and the few opportunities they've had to get a save, they've blown it.
Well, and so you also don't get happened. Saves. Well, I mean, in theory, you could, but
complete games aren't saves and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, but the extra innings too.
Right.
Like if you're winning at home, it's not a save because you don't have a lead until the very end. It was astonishing.
I thought it was astonishing as well, and I saw that.
Couldn't believe it.
I was like, wow, what a stat. And my wife was sitting next to me, and I said, Ashley, can you believe that this will be, if Dylan Lee closes this game out, the first time in 31 games that the Braves have gotten a save? And it was radio silence. And I was like, you must not have thought that stat was as good as I did. She was like, oh, sorry, I was reading something. Say it again. And then I said it again, and she was like, oh, yeah, that's a long time.
I'm there with you, man.
So I'm glad you were with me on that one, Abe. I was like, 31 games is a hell of a long time. Also give Dylan Lee credit for this, because obviously he wanted to come in and throw all those sliders. Like, that was a smart thing. Sliders away, keep it down. Even if he hits it, it's going to be on the ground. He did throw him one fastball. Like, it was 3-2, and he fouled it off a couple times. He was like, hell with it. Let me see if I can sneak 97 past him. He fouled it off. But that's a gutsy pitch to throw to Juan Soto. Because if Juan Soto hits that ball, it's going 500 feet.
And now you're losing this game.
And you lose. Yeah. Now that was a gutsy appearance by Dylan Lee last night. Really impressive stuff. Is he the closer now? Like,
I think it's probably still going to be matchup based to an extent between Lee and Iglesias, but Iglesias had been good last night's outing. And he was good through the first two batters, and then he gave up two singles.
Yeah,
you're like, all right,
the other
man.
Guys on, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Whew, all right, whatever.
I do think that first at bat from Iglesias, someone cranked it out. And I think is right to Acuna, but it was smoked.
Yes, it was. It was hit very hard. Spencer Strider on the mound tonight versus Frankie Montas as the Braves look to make it 5 in a row against the Mets.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.